Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Years, and Just Play It, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Morning, crazy records are coming your way. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. Twisted all over the No Static 60s attic. That's a great one there. Mr. Chuck Dallas on the Glenn record label from 1962. It's a tune called Moon Twist. And if you like good music, all those regional one-hit wonder songs and all those original songs, the original versions of hit records, you've come to the right place. Relics and Rarities. 1964, Mr. Sam Cooke.
Do you like good music? Crazy about music. What I tell you, got to do what I tell you. Gonna do it.
That is obviously the original version of Sweet Soul Music, a song that many of you know by Arthur Conley, a song which is credited to Arthur Conley and Otis Redding. I don't know how they got away with that. That's obviously a Sam Cooke record there, 1964. Yeah, man, Mr. Sam Cooke off of an LP.
1963.
But I wanna dance.
The Avantes out of Chicago, they're on the Argo record label. That's a group that did a song called Keep On Dancing, the song you all know by the Gentry. They did that song originally. And the flip side of that record is that great tune here called I Wanna Dance. Even dinosaurs wanna dance. That's what happens when you listen to Dave the Raven, all these crazy records on Relics and Rarities. This is a rare record indeed from 1960. It's Chubby Checker.
I have a little dinosaur. He's only 10 feet tall.
To find there, Ernest Evans there, Mr. Chubby Checker from 1960 on the Parkway record label there, a tune called Dancing Dinosaurs. David A's got his mojo going.
Well, I'm mojo man.
I'm the mojo man.
Is working on his mojo. Hope you're working on your mojo out there. Playing all these one-hit wonders, these regional records, these records that kind of like fell through the cracks there. That's Larry Bright from 1960 on the Tide record label. I'm a mojo man.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Here you come, smiling so nice, yeah.
From 1963 there. That's Hattie Littles of the tune called Here You Come.
To be held inside your arms and make it feel I'm a part of you. To hold you close each day of my whole life. This is what I was made for. This is what I was made for. To be loved by a girl like you. To find a place deep in your
never get to share these feelings with you is good enough for me. This is what I was made for. This is what I was made for. To be loved by a girl like you. You understand my every need. You understand my ways. You seem to have a knack for making me happy. And in the rat race world outside, men struggling for security, but in the shelter of your arms, I'm free.
Grassroots from 1966 there. The Grassroots, of course, recorded a whole bunch of Sloan Barry tunes. That's just one of them. It's called This Is What I Was Made For. Now, maybe I wasn't made for love, but I was definitely made for playing all these great records for you. All these cool regional one-hit wonders, all those B-sides that should have been hits. And, of course, those records like mystery records, like this next record. I don't even know who's doing this next record. It came out on a promotional 45 from a movie, Who Killed Teddy Bear, a movie that came out in 1966. I do know that Bob Gaudio and Al Kasher wrote most of the songs for the movie, and Charlie Colella, who was a great producer, arranger from the 1960s, Charlie Colella worked on the production of this as well, but I don't know who the group is. The record doesn't tell you what group is singing this song. Maybe somebody out there can help Dave the Rave tell me who's doing this record, because I don't know. I know one thing, it's a cool record.
To be bad, that's what they say. And everyone warned you to keep away. I come from the slums, brought up with bums. Born to be bad. Born to be bad, they think I'm trash. But I'm gonna work and get some cash. Cause I got a plan to be a big man. I'll do it for
Teddy Bear featuring Sal Mimeo, early 1965. That's my mystery record, not because I'm trying to figure out who. If you know who did the record, I don't know who did the record. I'm telling you, it came out on this little promotional 45, and it just didn't tell you. So maybe somebody out there across America can tell me who did the record, which is obviously called Born to be Bad. It's a cool version of a Blendell's tune.
Clap your hands, stomp your feet. As a matter of fact, this song is going to tear you up. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Two Tones version of the song that the Blendells did in 1964 went to number 62 in the top 100. That was the Blendells version went to number 62. The Two Tones on the Spot record label. That was like a completely unknown record, but kind of a cool version of that Blendell song.
If you feel the blue because you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. David's got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of show.
Relics and Rarity Show.
Some rhythm and blues.
Give me that old
rhythm and blues song.
Play me some old
rhythm and blues song.
Give me that old
rhythm and blues song.
I
don't wanna hear no rock and roll.
Give me that old
rhythm and blues song.
Play me that old
rhythm and blues song.
Give me that old
rhythm and blues song.
No, I don't wanna hear no rock and roll. I wanna hear.
I do.
Just a little bit of everything. That's Teddy Van, a writer, producer, and arranger. He actually performs that record there from late 1961 on the Columbia record label. It's a tune called the Rhythm and Blues Song. Speaking of rhythm and blues, killer here from Donnie Elbert.
Thank you.
is shaking the walls here at the No Static 60s Attic. The Relics and Rarities Vault is shaking tonight there. That's Donnie Elbert, a tune called Come On Sugar.
Wow! Once upon a time in a cowboy shoe, there was a cat named Rudy Vadoo. No guy in town would just mess around with a cat named Rudy Vadoo. If you mess around, he should have put you down. Let me tell you what.
To Rudy Vadoo from Kalamazoo, wherever you are, probably a lot of Rudy Vadoos out there. That's Joey and the Continentals from 1965 on the Clarins record label. Weird as it may seem, that same exact record came out in 1966 on the same record label, but it was no longer called Joey and the Continentals. It was now released under a group called the GTOs.
Weekend Fun.
Here's a record by Johnny Cymbal. Of course, he didn't call himself Johnny Cymbal. Called himself Derek on this one.
Night, night, baby, won't you let me in? I've been away, but I'm back again. Cross your heart and say your prayers. Your back door man sneaking up the stairs. You don't have to fantasize. All you gotta do is open your eyes and come and love your back door man. Do it to it, your back door man. Come and love your back door man. Do you want the love I can? Come on, baby, take my.
Come on, 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 Record went to a high of number 59 on the charts back in 1969. Derek on the Bang record label. Of course, that was a follow-up to a tune called Cinnamon. It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash!
Do-lang, 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 do-lang.
Sounds like a record to me that definitely fell through the cracks there. On the Big Top record label, that's Andrea Carroll. Tune called The Do-Lang.
Stand by. Dave the Rave presents another song bubbling under the top 40.
Yeah, yeah. But a record way below the top 40. Number 98 on the charts.
When I see my honey today at the highway.
On Tobacco Road. That's the only other chart record ever there for the Nashville Teens. Find My Way Back Home went to a high of number 98 back in 1965.
Stop, look, and listen. There's trouble ahead.
Big England hit, never hit it in the United States.
Now she's one girl that you could never call your own. I know because she once said she was mine alone. Before it's too late, first you make you.
they sang that song on Shindig. It never became a hit for those guys. Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, a big UK hit, though. It's a tune on the Fontana record label there called Stop, Look, and Listen. If you remember the guy that brought you Babysittin' Boogie, he brought you this killer, too. I love this record here from 1961, Buzz Clifford.
You were standing all alone when I saw you at the dance, and a thrill I've never known came to me with just one glance.
Give it a try there. That's Buzz Clifford from 1961 there. Tune called I'll Never Forget. Day of the Ravens are Relics of Rarities Get Together coming to you from the No Static 60s Attic, the Groove Galaxy of 45s. And of course, every week out of these 50,000 plus 45s, we always try and pick just one record, highlight that one record to go crazy over. It's called our Discovery of the Week.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Try me, 'cause I'll always go on loving you.
Oh.
Try.
the fellow that brought you 20-plus versions of Talking Baseball. Yeah, Terry Cashman and the Men on the Boom record label there for 1966. That's my discovery of the week there. I love that record. It's called Try Me. Everybody down to the local record store and try and find that record there. Try Me, Terry Cashman and the Men. Write it down.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Stone Soul killer of a record here, Mr. Clyde McFadder. Clyde McFadder from 1965. I'm convinced if you don't dig that record, you got a hole in your soul. Crying won't help you now. Went to a high of number 117.
Dave the Rave, relics and rarities. Ho, 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 ho.
from early 1967, trio out of New York City. Also a song recorded later by the Monkees there, Shades of Grey by the Willoughbys. Here's a record that was a regional hit record in many areas. It's a strange one, but it's a good one. You gotta give it a listen. Witchy Tow Toe.
Witchy Tow Toe, give me rub, oh, runny go, hey, nay.
Hear that song enough times, it'll grow on you. I'm telling you, Witchy Tow Toe, Everything is Everything, a Jim Pepper song, went to a high of number 69 on the top 100. Day of the Rave coming to you from the No Static Attic, the Relics of Rarities Vault. 1965. Came out on the Lando record label. That's Little Carl Carlton there. And tune called I'll Love You Forever. Here's a record that went to number 49 by Sonny and Cher. From the summer of 1966, the top 50 records, Sonny and Cher, Have I Stayed Too Long? Not long enough. Dave the Rave, Relics of Rarities. If you need to contact me, something you want to hear, it's Dave Rave XM Radio at AOL.com. Keep looking for Relics and Rarities.